You've been renting for a long time. Now you tell yourself, well, you know what? I want to pay rent to myself and buy a house or a condo. Well, before you jump in, let's find out what you need to know about buying your starter home from Eldad Muraru of Long and Foster. Eldad, thanks for joining us. And that's obviously a big question because you're paying rent to somebody else over and over again, month after month. And you finally say, I'd love to be paying myself. But let's just get started here. What is the first thing I should think about before I get ready to go buy a home?
Okay, so the first thing, we've talked about this before, but understand that especially the younger generation, there are so many tools online to help you figure out mortgages and monthly payments and things like that. However, do not rely on those. Get a good referral to a great lender and go through the pre-approval process. First of all, there's so many things that need to be factored in to your monthly payment. First of all, what programs are you going to qualify for? What programs are you going to want to choose from? And also, you need to know your credit score because that really affects the rate. And a good lender will walk you through it. So while you think, yes, you can get some numbers online and figure out yourself, go through the process. You're doing yourself an injustice if you don't, and do that first.
All right, talk about deciding where to look. I know that's always a big question. It's, if this is my starter home, I might not be thinking I'm going to stay here for 30 years. So what should I think about when I look for a location?
Okay, now understand that first-time home buyers, more than any other group, are probably going to need to make compromises in what they buy. So everybody has a vision of what they want. I want this many bedrooms. I want to live in this neighborhood. And typically, not always, but typically for a first-time buyer, you're not probably going to get everything you want. So it's going to take some compromising. So what is important to you? Is it a specific neighborhood? Is it a specific type of home? You know, a condo with at least two bedrooms or what have you? You need to really figure out what's important to you. Start with that. And then what's going to happen is you're going to narrow down your choices, and your budget and your lifestyle are probably going to dictate what you're going to have to take out of the list. And then it's going to become evident with time and looking at stuff.
Now, how much of your decision should depend on if I'm going to sell down the road? Should you think in my head, well, this will help me sell the house down the road, this will help me sell, or should you just go in with what you want?
That's a great question. And you know, my buyers wrestle with that all the time. First and foremost, you need to buy something that's going to fit your lifestyle, your needs, and think about resale as a secondary thing, because oftentimes what is really desired today, let's say 10 years from now, is no longer in vogue. And maybe things that right now people aren't so excited about, in 10 years they are. So, you know, there's certain neighborhoods people bought in 10 years ago that no one wanted to buy in, and now you know, there's multiple offers, and there was no way to predict that back 10 years ago. So depending on how long you're going to stay there, and typically you should try to stay there at least 5 years, ideally, it's hard to predict the future, so I wouldn't worry about it too much.
All right, well, thank you so much, Eldad.
Thanks for having me.
Eldad Muraru of Long & Foster joining us here on WTOP 1114 Sports, just ahead, Selection Sunday.